he's had great success since taking over at Godolphin. His name is James Cummings. He's their head trainer. Welcome to the Big Sports Breakfast, mate.
Thanks, boys. How are you?
Very, very good. You must be happy. You've rolled up the freeway to Newcastle and now you're winning another million-dollar race.
Is that you, Jimmy?
No, it's Dave, but I'll take the rap. If that is a rap, James, I'm not sure. I'll take it.
No, it was a great day for us on the weekend, and it was good to see Sebastiano, the sort of form she was in the spring, beat a very high-quality bunch of spinners.
Now, hang on a second. You've gone... We've been saying Sabatiano, as has everyone, but what's the correct pronunciation?
Oh, well, when they're winning, whichever way you want.
How did you just say her name before?
I say Sebastiano.
Sebastiano.
Okay.
See, we're just battlers. We're just all free battlers.
So really, really happy with what she did, quite obviously. But what next? Is there the Coolmore Classic coming up for Sebastiano?
I don't think so. I think that a 1,500 might be a bridge too far for her. So we're targeting races that are within her reach. Races like the Sangster, that's all in May. Races like the Winter Stakes again. She ran third in earlier this year. They're all for her next year, and she'll go to the paddock and she'll be full of confidence.
Right.
You've had a great year. I know it's not over yet, the season, James, but from what would be your highlight of the spring?
Probably winning the Golden Rose with Bivouac had to be the highlight. It was a big deal for that comp to get his Group 1, his first Group 1 on the mantle, and then established his place at stud for the farm. So it was a big result all around. And Vin Cox had about 60 of the staff there at the race at the Rose Hill that day, find our room for us all to enjoy it. And it's pretty rare. We had two winners on the day, and we got the big one.
Yeah.
Pretty rare you get days like that, and that had to be pretty enjoyable for the spring car.
And where will we see Bivouac in the autumn?
Well, there's a few races that we can really target with that horse. You know, he'd be hard to beat in Oakley Plate. We'd love to see him in a TJ Smith. And look, the truth is, for three-year-old sprinters, there's no Group 1 restricted three-year-old race for them. They have to really aim up and take on the older horses. So he's going to have to raise the bar. But I'd say between him and Yes, who's done it against the older horses already and Exceedance, they're three very smart colts, and I think they're well and truly all up to it.
Hey, James, that's a really interesting point. First of all, the fact that 60 of the staff, which suggests there's even more, and that's obviously a big team that you have there, and the fact that Vin Cox is there in his managerial role, does that allow you to concentrate more wholeheartedly on training and the horses as opposed to running your own business as some of these other bigger stables are?
Well, I think it's well and truly about establishing a team ethos. And we cherish that, and we really drive it all the time. I was out there until the late hours during the week having a good barbie with the staff there at Osborne Park, because we'd had a solid spring, and it was good to reflect on it. It's a three-month-long campaign. There's a lot of pressure. The guys were pushing all the time to be on the ball and be absolutely meticulous in everything they do. So it's great to relax and enjoy it together. And that idea about getting them to the races and getting us to enjoy the experience together, win, lose, or draw, it's an important one. Mm. I don't know about focusing just on the horses. When the horses get beaten, it feels like I've got more than one owner. I'll tell you, when standing around looking at me saying, "What happened there?" But you know, it's a great thing to enjoy together. And for Slipper Day was similar. We had 60 guys there Slipper Day, about 150 guys there Everest Day, and it was massive. You know, it's great to enjoy it together.
Do you ever feel a bit of pressure if the phone goes off with the big fella's name on it?
No, mate, I never feel the pressure. Pressure's what they put in tyres.
Yes. Too good. I need to say that to him next time you talk to him. Trekking going towards Perth, mate, and I know Kieran McAvoy's booked. How's trekking heading?
Oh, he's flying, that horse. I mean, he's just running hot, just for practice now. He's been in great form since winning the Stradbroke. It's a breakthrough for him, and he's just been... into the Everest. He was a slashing third in the Everest, and I think that'll be very good form for the winter bottom market.
Just having a problem with that line, James, but quickly, the gong this week, the ninth consecutive Saturday, where you have a $1 million race in New South Wales. Will you have a runner there? I think Rainier may be going.
Yes, we're going to nominate our horse Rainier. He won the Carbine Club Stakes 12 months ago. He had a winning preparation this time, and he went close at Flemington at his last start. So he should be bang on for the gong when we run in there this weekend.
Very quickly, Magic Millions Golden Slipper, markets are open at the tab. Can you just give us one name that we need to follow from your two-year-old ranks for all the listeners that we can get on in futures?
I'll tell you what, I've got a horse. I wouldn't be jumping on that right now. I think that's they don't give you good enough prices, do they?
The tab does, James. The tab does.
I've got a horse that we're nominating for a race on Saturday called Destination. He's running at Kembla Grange, so follow him because we think he's a smart colt at making his debut, and it should be an interesting one to watch.
Trial very nicely the other day. Just got held up in that trial, and Josh Parr got stuck into him, and he lengthened nicely, didn't he?
Look at that. He's all over it. Thank you, James, this morning. We do appreciate it, mate, and good luck for this Saturday.
Righto, boys. No worries.